Bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we're going to talk about Spanish Pod. In fact, I have all the gang here. Hello, Spanish Pod. Esti.
Hola.
JP.
Hi.
And Leo.
Hey.
And I'm Liliana. I was reading some of the comments and they were asking us, how do we became, you know, Spanish Pod? And actually, we don't have any podcast that we actually talk about. Why do we work here? So let's start with Esti.
Estivalita. How did you become a Spanish Pod?
Okay, well, first of all, you are from
Spain,
País Vasco.
Yeah, uh-huh. From the Basque Country.
San Sebastián, tío.
Yeah, you cannot do a Spanish accent.
There are dirty looks flying across the fiesta right now.
Yes, right now. Okay, so Esti, you're a teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm a primary school teacher. I have a double major in primary school education and foreign languages.
Okay. And you also studied in the U.S.
Yeah, the thing is that right after finishing my career, I applied for a scholarship, and that's why I went to Ohio, and I stayed there working as a Spanish teaching assistant for 1 year.
Ohio?
Ohio! Hi, Ohio! Love you all! Where? Where in Ohio?
So I was in Alliance.
In Alliance?
Alliance, yeah, it's Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, that's a place.
It's
oh,
a small
that's
town.
A city.
Yeah. 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 Okay, and you were in what university?
Mount Union College.
Oh. Purple Riders!
Purple Riders?
Yeah, that was the, you know, football team.
It sounds like
Go, Purple Riders!
It sounds like one of these American comedies, you know?
So how long did you stay there?
For 1 year.
1 year. Mm-hmm. The scholarship, how many people applied?
I don't know how many people applied for that, but it was just a chance for one person to go there.
You got it.
Because I'm brilliant and charming.
Wow.
She's posing, ladies and gentlemen. You don't see this on the podcast.
And
she's
very
posing.
Humble, of course.
Yeah. Es que no tiene abuela.
No tengo abuela en este momento.
Yeah.
Perdón, I'm sorry.
¿Dónde
no, but
abuela?
You know, the thing is that you never know what kind of people they are looking for. They were looking for someone really outgoing and open-minded, and because, you know, Alliance is a really small place, so you need to be, like, active and try to do a lot of things and not just say, there's nothing to do here. I'm so bored. I want to go back to Spain. Mom,
okay, we get it. We get it. In fact, that's exactly what you got in Spanish, but I remember when she came for an interview.
Yes.
Do you remember that, JP?
Yes, I remember.
I remember exactly.
Well, first of all, you have to say.
She looked good that day.
I know. She was dressed in a beautiful.
Yes, that day?
No. Let me talk. You were dressed in a really nice dress. Uh-huh. You had boots. And then, but I remember you got into the studio and we started talking. You wouldn't stop talking, man.
You told me, okay, talk. So
yeah,
talk.
No, but it was an interview. We're like asking her questions, right, Pito? Yeah. And she was like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay.
No.
You're hired.
Definitely.
It came Liliana, like really professional. And, well, we're going to, you know, have a micro testing with you. So just tell me everything about your city, whatever you want to talk about. So what I was supposed to do, just talk. That's what I did.
That's but that what is, she did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's not that easy. We had other people coming in. They would come to the, you know, the mic and they would freeze.
Yeah, we
but
heard crickets.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So what's your name?
Really? Yeah, I was very uncomfortable for them. So when you came, I mean, you left and I told Tito. So he's like, oh, I really like her. Me too. So
cool.
Perfect,
yeah. But tell everybody, like, you weren't able to remember my name. So what was my name?
Yeah,
I remembered your name.
Okay, no.
La Españoleta.
No,
Españoleta was someone else.
Yeah,
no, because her name was so complicated that we named her Lola.
Yeah,
Lily named her Lolita. Yeah. She said Estibaliz. I'm never gonna be able to say that. Can we just call her Lolita?
Yeah, that's true. So we call her Lolita for like a whole week or so.
But behind your back.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But now you know. Okay, so next, JP.
What?
Our superstar. Come on. Okay, so JP is from Seattle.
I'm from Seattle.
As everybody knows. Where were you working, JP, before?
I was working as a high school teacher at Seattle Preparatory School.
Okay. Is that like a public school?
No, it's a Jesuit school. There were Jesuits in my office.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We prayed all the time.
So it's
it was
private.
Very spiritual, yes. It was Catholic school. And they also had mass. They had mass every day, and you know, mass,
really?
Yeah, and then mass for the whole community every Friday.
So okay, so they called you Mr. Villanueva.
In English, yes. My students, I asked them to call me profesor, but other people, like other, you know, if they didn't have me as a teacher, they called me señor or they called me Mr. V.
Mr. V?
Did they say Villanueva or did they say Villanueva?
There was a spectrum. There's always been a spectrum of my name. Some of them did say Villanueva, but some of them were like Villanueva. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 syllables, ladies and gentlemen.
So you were a Spanish teacher,
I was,
obviously.
Yeah.
These kids, how old were they? High school, it's around what, 16, 17?
Yeah, well, I taught all 4 years over the course of the 8 years. So I taught everywhere from 13 to 18.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I know. Yeah. What's the best age of all those groups, you think?
Well, at first, I liked the oldest, you know, because they're the most like adults. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that the juniors were actually the most like adults, because what happened, there's 4 years. You start, you know, they start as like 12-year-old, 13-year-old freshmen. Maybe they were 14. So the freshmen were just like little kids, basically, and they were like maturing. The sophomores, they were still like goofy kids. The juniors, they were focused on getting into college. And the seniors were focused on getting the heck out of high school.
Yeah, definitely.
And so the most Spanish work I got done was with the juniors.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to learn grammar.
Wow. But any of your...
I was rolling his eyes.
Any of your students, did they actually speak like good Spanish? Whole conversations in Spanish?
Well, some of them could. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them could. Yeah? Some of them could. You know, it's really hard to learn Spanish just from a classroom. You know, I can't... When I was a teacher, you couldn't be the only source of Spanish. You know, if they had, you know, if there were heritage students, if their family was Spanish, or if they traveled a lot, or if they had interest in Latino cultures and stuff like that, then they were much more likely to be able to speak. And, you know, I've got students writing me now that they say, oh, I studied in Cuba, I studied in, you know, I'm in Bolivia now. And they're writing to me and they're telling me, oh, I remember the grammar charts you made. I'm like, oh, okay.
Ah, that's cool. So how did you arrive in Spanish, bud?
I was driving on the freeway in Seattle, and I was, like, worried about all the papers I had to correct and worried about all these, you know, these students that were just going to fail my test and fail my class, and then their parents were going to call me, and I was like, ugh, I did this last year. I should be doing something else, right? And I realized I wasn't learning any languages, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick another language to learn, and I decided it was going to be Chinese. So that summer, during this, you know, the summer break, I took a Chinese course, and I said to myself, well, the next summer I'm going to go to China and take an intensive course in China. So that next summer, this is 2007, I went to Hangzhou and I studied Chinese there. And while I was in Hangzhou, I went to a job interview here in Shanghai, and it was this company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ta-da-dan.
Mm-hmm. I remember that when I came here to interview, They told me, oh, we already have a candidate. We hope that you can meet him. And I'm like, so where is he from? He's like, oh, he's American, of course. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, great.
I'm like, oh, okay.
An American.
No.
Un gringo.
No, but I thought, wow, an American that speaks that good Spanish is going to be hard. So,
meh.
And when I met you, I was like, wow.
You're good.
What?
It's amazing.
I mm-hmm. didn't even speak Spanish back then. I was like, hola.
Shut up.
Me llamo JP.
That's not true. You sound like Cuban man or Bolivian or something.
I don't sound like that anymore.
No, me neither.
I know. Anyway, so moving on to Leo.
Hey.
So, Leo, you were studying in Quebec, right?
Right.
In Laval University.
That's right. So I finished my bachelor degree in business, and I said, so now what? Business. All right, China's doing good in business, so let's go to China and find out what's going on in China. So I came to China to study Chinese at first. I studied Chinese for about a month and a half. Quote, studying Chinese.
Studied it. You study, wink, wink, wink. Study Chinese.
Because Shanghai is such a vibrant city that just don't study Chinese. You just go out all the time. Good
no, that's
restaurants.
You. Mm-hmm. That's you.
That's Shanghai.
No, that's you.
All right. So then I contacted this group of students who have it's like a student association all around the world. And I contacted people here and I said, hey, guys, I might be looking for a job. So if you know about anything, just give me a call. And they told me like 1 week after, hey, there's this company, it's called Spanish Spot or something. Chinese pot? You know Chinese pot? Yeah, yeah, I've heard about it. Okay, so these guys are looking for somebody who speaks Spanish. And I'm like, that's me. So I came for an interview. Liliana didn't like me. And,
whoa. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, again? No, it's not. I didn't say I didn't like you. No. Okay, here's the truth. I remember they told me, oh, there's going to be a Mexican coming in for an interview.
Lily was worried about working with a Mexican.
Yes, I was. I was worried, not because he was, like, just Mexican, but I didn't want it to be, like, Mexican pod. So I was like, maybe we should have a Colombian, someone from Chile. I just wanted to mix it up. So I was worried about that. So, but then I met him. I interviewed him. I remember.
She was such a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't an easy interview.
I was sweating.
Oh, now, you were uncomfortable over there on the blue couch. Remember that?
Yeah. We're sitting in the couch, JP and I on one side and Leo on the other one. And I was asking a bunch of questions. So he was getting so uncomfortable.
One of the questions was, ¿Qué tal puntual eres?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, how punctual are you?
Because they're not on time. So that's one of the questions I ask. And he's like, no, I'm very... And then third day, he comes late.
He's so late.
And I'm like, you see, I told you, and this and that. But I mean, the poor guy, seriously, I remember that you were like, it was such a mess.
I lived like 1 hour away commute.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find a faster way, like taking different buses, and buses in China, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. I remember calling you and saying, are you coming to work today? Because Lily's worried about you.
I was somewhere lost in Shanghai.
No, but seriously, at the beginning I was like, oh, I don't know. But I was happy when we made the final decision. It was pretty cool.
Yay!
Yeah.
Viva Spanish Pod!
Yay!
So what
Miss
about
Mata,
you, Lily?
What about Lily? Why are you here, for goodness sakes?
Lily, the diva Lily.
No. I came for work at the beginning, and then I studied, and I was looking for a job. But in fact, the funny thing is I was applying for a marketing position in Spanish, but it's because that's what I did, you know, like PR, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came in, I met, you know, with the people here, and they were like, you know, you have a really good... curriculum and all this, but I think we really like you for the host.
You're a star.
No.
She's a star.
Shut up. No.
I saw the sparkle in your eyes.
No.
We brought her directly from Hollywood.
Yeah, whatever. No, but it was funny. They asked me for that, and then they made me an interview on the mic, and I was like, what? Are you really wanting me to do this? He was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to think about it. But the funny thing is that they told me that they were sure that I was not going to take the job. But I was like, I think it's different. It's cool. So I said, yeah.
And we'll probably quit in a few months anyway.
Yeah. But I've never had a job that is this much fun. And seriously, I'm telling you, the four of us, we're such good friends.
Yay.
Now, that's true.
No, we hang out at the office, outside the office. We have dinners. We hang out all the time. We're really good friends.
Leo cooks.
Yeah. By the way, Lily's birthday was last week.
Yeah.
Such a good party.
Yes, it was a great party.
We went to this Basque place and we had like black paella and the other paella and tapas.
Tons of pinchos.
Pinchos.
Mm-hmm. Pinchos and tapas.
And wine. And wine. And more and wine.
I think I gained like 3 kilos that night.
This was a friend of yours, right, Esti?
Yeah, a friend of mine that he recently opened a restaurant here in Shanghai, the first Basque restaurant.
Yeah, that's so that was so a good. Basque hookup, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a Basque hookup in your life, you're going to have a good time.
No, but the funny thing is it was so international. You know, there were people from everywhere, and it was Mexicans and Latinos and Americans and French and everything. It was such a good time.
That was a fun time.
And at the end of a party, as I usually do, I fight with the DJ because I wanted to put on my iPod, and I did.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't he tell you a week before, say, Esti, you're not going to be one of those people that says, I hate this music, put on my music.
Yeah.
And then you were.
She was.
I was, sorry.
But she was happy dancing to her music. Anyway, guys, well, this is it, another emission of Del Taco al Tango. If you have any questions for us, just go to the comment section, and I hope you like the show. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, señores.
Later, potato.
Adios.
Okay, again.
I'm not a morning person, you know that? And still like that, I have to speak in English in the morning. Really early.
That's going to be on the blooper.
It's not, but it's not early.
It's too early for me.
No hay café.
Yeah, okay. Me yo café.
Okay, shut up.
Yo café.